Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramid and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Matt. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, February the 21st of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're doing a topic or a show to kind of help facilitate or lay the groundwork for the upcoming series tonight at 8. So tonight we start the new seven-hour series that focuses on the seven lampstands. We want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the unveiling, the revealing, or the uncovering, a.k.a. the book of Revelations. So we want to go through the book of Revelations, really focusing on the overview of Revelations that's found in chapter 1. This lays the foundation of that series, along with the other shows that I've done this week. So we're talking about today the esoteric knowledge of the kingdom of God. Most don't understand the difference between exoteric and esoteric, or the forbidden knowledge that's found inside of the kingdom of God. So when we look at the kingdom of God, we need to make sure that we over and understand the esoteric and the exoteric, the eso and the exo, the inner and the outer. You see, my brothers and sisters, the word enlightenment means in light to net. It means to go in and find the light. And so rather than being content with secondhand truth, we have to begin to ask ourselves some very serious questions. And those questions require us to become spiritually liberated. It means that we have to go within. This knowledge is what is called gnosis. Now, this knowledge or this gnosis, my brothers and sisters, is the original foundation of the entire gospel. So from many, many years ago, when all of this information was lost, there were some very important points that people, you and I, need to understand that was lost. The first point, number one, scriptures are not historical narratives. In other words, we have to understand that within the original context of the scripture, there is hidden some very, very esoteric information. So in view of this fact, nearly everyone who opens up the Bible or the scriptures or any ancient text need to understand that you are actually, the scriptures are meant to conceal, to hide, or remove the key of knowledge. Let me say that again. Scriptures are meant to conceal, to hide the key of knowledge. Let me say that one more time. The scriptures are meant to conceal or to hide the key of knowledge from the average Joe who doesn't have a serious intention of under, over, and understanding the word of God. That is why this is so important. Because when we talk about the scriptures and we talk about the kingdom of God, we must understand, my brothers and sisters, that most people remain blind to the true meaning of the scriptures. Secondly, the first thing we've got to understand, the Bible was written to hide the truth, not to reveal it. Let me say that again. The Bible was written to hide the truth, not to reveal it. Let me say that again. The Bible was written to hide the truth, not to reveal it. Number two, we must understand that scriptures was put together by a group of people called the Gnostics or mystics. All of the Gnostics, all of the Gnostic texts, all of the mystics and the Gnostics, which we'll break down that term in just a second, were all deemed heretics. Let me say that again. Look at how all the disciples died. They were mystics. They were Gnostics. They weren't the Reverend Dr. Bishops. The scribes and Pharisees lived very well. The mystics and the Gnostics did not. Scribes and Pharisees lived very well. The mystics and the Gnostics did not. They were heretics. If they were caught openly talking about what I'm sharing, just like Yahushua, notice how many times they attempted to kill him or stone him. And the Bible talks about how he slipped away. All of the mystics and the Gnostics were hunted down and murdered and burned with their books. So the true meaning of the scriptures have been lost. The authors of the scriptures were Gnostics. They were mystics. Even the true meaning of the word Gnostic was lost. The true meaning of the word gnosis, what it says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge, a lack of gnosis. The true definition was declared heresy by the Church of Rome. Let me say that again. The true definition of the word gnosis was declared heretic. If you spoke the definition of the word, you was considered a heretic. If you spoke the definition of the true meaning of the word gnosis, you was considered a heretic. Let me play something for you that I don't recommend you listen to. It's from a band, a group called Forbidden Knowledge. I do not recommend that you listen to this stuff because it uses a certain way, a certain method of producing music that is very dangerous. It's dangerous to the your inner. It actually makes you feel a little sick when you listen to it, because the music, the way it is written in a manner that affects you on a DNA level. And so I'm not playing none of the, I'm not going to play none of the music, but I want to play a little clip from an audio or from just somebody talking about the music. I'm going to pull it up here in just a second and play that for you, because, again, it's very, very important for us to over and understand, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God. This esoteric meaning of the kingdom of God, even the definition of the word was changed. So the definition, the true definition of the word gnosis, means divine manna. When the children of Egypt was led and God fed them in the desert, he fed them manna. This manna, again, is the knowledge of the kingdom. This knowledge of the kingdom, which can only be revealed directly to you from God, to those who are eligible to receive it from God. So the primary objective of the scriptures is to conceal and preserve this esoteric truth from the seekers who do not wish to possess it, but they want to control it. So this manna comes directly from God. This manna doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from no reverend or no doctor or no bishop. The true meaning of the esoteric knowledge of the kingdom of God, before the definition of the word was changed by the Church of Rome, it meant divine manna. So anytime somebody wants to find or learn the esoteric knowledge, now remember, eso, inner, exo, outer. Anytime someone wants to know the truth, they cannot. Truth cannot be revealed. Truth must be experienced. This is hugely important, my brothers and sisters, because most people don't understand that simple concept. And so unless you can grasp what I'm trying to say, everything that I'm saying is just designed to prepare you to receive the gnosis. I can't give it to you, but I can prepare you. I can prepare the soil. That's what my name in Hebrew means. It means preparer of the tabernacle or the template or the blueprint. That's what you are. So the etymology of the word, esoteric, it comes from the Greek word esotero, which means to go further in. So the true meaning of the word esoteric means to go further in, not out. So you're looking outside of yourself for the kingdom of God and it's in. The word means to go inside. So esoteric teaches that the world that we live in consists of many different levels. So the Bible is written in many different levels, along with every ancient text. Every ancient text. John 14:2 tells us that, but we don't understand. John 14:2 says, in my Father's house there are many mansions. The definition of that word mansions is a cookie blower. It simply means levels, dispositions, consciousness. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you that. John 14:2. John 14:2 tells us the esoteric meaning of the definition of the word before it was changed by the Church of Rome. Now, again, the Bible in all texts is esoteric and not and mystic. It was written by gnosis, people who understood the esoteric meaning. It's a way of self-knowledge. It's a way of self-discovery through active investigation. But this discovery can only be revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified by the Ruach, by the Pneuma, by the Holy Spirit. It cannot be revealed by man. That's the problem. Every one of us have the same problem. So what I am sharing with you and what I am prepared to share with you during this next series is going to prepare you so that way you can receive the divine manna from God. That is what men and women of God should be doing. We should not be trying to control people. We should not be trying to set up our own, you know, little ministry, our own corner of the globe. That's not why we're here. That's not why I'm here. I'm not here to try to develop no cult following. I used to be in a cult. I know the damage that it can cause. But what I'm here is trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you the esoteric meaning of the kingdom of God that is not taught on earth. Because the Catholic Church, or not, I shouldn't just say the Catholic Church, because the powers that be want to make sure that you don't understand the words that I'm saying. And I want to play that clip for you, but it's not coming up, so doesn't surprise me a bit. If anybody's interested in it, it's called Forbidden Knowledge, Hidden Masters. What I can do is I'll just email it to you. Just email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com if you want to hear a little clip that talks about music and how it has the ability to impact the soul from an esoteric point of view. Now, my brothers and sisters, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. Ephesians 6, 19. As for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So we see here something very important, because the meaning of the word mystery, according to Thayer's lexicon, says that the word mystery means a hidden thing. It means a secret thing. It means a thing that is confided only to the initiated and not to ordinary mortals. Let me say that again. Thayer's lexicon, the word mystery, hidden, only confided to the initiate, not to ordinary mortals. It means a hidden secret. And so, again, my brothers and sisters, the mystery of God. So the secret counsel which governs God in dealing with the righteousness, that's what Paul is talking about. Paul is trying to explain the spiritual knowledge, gnosis, again, is not revealed just to the average Joe. Because God already knows, because he knows most people don't have a love of the truth. That's the problem. If everybody had a love of the truth, again, we all would be receiving this divine manna directly from the throne room of God. Now, what's so important about understanding this is that all true mystics and all true Gnostics, they understood the evolution of the soul. Now, during this next series, we're going to be talking about that when we're talking about the seven lampstands that represents the seven chakras that starts tonight at 8 p.m. So, again, very important that you be on the call tonight at 8 p.m. and we go through these seven chakras or seven lampstands or seven continents or seven vowels. This is the esoteric knowledge of the kingdom of God. The esoteric knowledge of the kingdom of God goes beyond human understanding because it comes directly from the throne. It doesn't come from man. No man or woman can reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the kingdom of God. Spiritual things are only spiritually discerned. They are foolishness to the natural mind. That's what the Bible tells us. So I am not attempting to try to reveal spiritual things to your natural mind. I know I can't do that. So here we go. The clip finally came up. So I want you to listen to this. We're talking about, again, true esoteric information that reveals the kingdom of God. Now, this is written from a secret society group.
At the threshold of an unnamed cycle, the celestial forces clenched down on hurt. Thus destiny was forged in flesh and blood, surnamed the fall of stars. Since this time, supplements and angels become one.
Okay, hopefully you understood what they said. I'll play it back for you in just a second. First thing that's very important. At the end, it says the destiny was forged in flesh and blood. Now, this group, I don't know, again, just listen to some of the music. They don't even call that heavy metal. It's called death metal. is from the Anunnaka gods, A-N-U-N-A-K-A, not one word. It's the ancient gods who came from the stars. Now, this group came to be in contact with these ancient gods that fall from the stars. Now, again, this is so important. I don't know how to express it to you in English language. Let me play it again. The destiny of men is forged in flesh and blood. Are you not made of flesh and blood? Now, it talks about the fall of stars. Also talks about, again, serpents and angels becoming one. Cherubims and seraphims. Where we are going in this next series is not for new believers. This is one of the most dangerous teachings on the planet. Because there's a lot of people, look at the whole flat earth thing. Look how much division that's causing. Who introduced the doctrine of flat earth? Think, brothers and sisters, this can only be revealed by divinity. It cannot be revealed. Unless you have a love of the truth, you will be caught up in the OTO, Ordo Templar Arcturus, or the Knights, or the Golden Order, or the Knights of the Golden Order of the Second Dawn. What does all that mean? Let me let you listen to them say it themselves. Listen very closely.
In days of old, between fire and water.
In days of old, between fire and water. What is between fire and water? Very important, brothers and sisters, that you listen to every word. Every word is key because the devil hides in the details.
At the threshold of an unending cycle.
At the threshold of an unending cycle.
The celestial forces clenched down on hurt.
The celestial forces cleansed down on hurt, which is another word for earth. The celestial forces cleansed or clamped down on earth.
Thus death in he was forged in flesh and blood.
Destiny was trapped in flesh and blood. Destiny was trapped in flesh and blood. Celestial beings in dirt suits. I've been saying it for 20 years.
Surnamed the fall of stars.
Surnamed the fall of stars. You are fallen angels. I've been saying that for 20 years. Surnamed the fall of stars. A surname, brothers and sisters, what is a surname? This is so deep. Let me continue with the clip.
Since this time, serpents and angels become one.
Did you hear what they said? When they said serpents and angels become one, and then they said blue bloods. Listen very, very closely.
Serpents and angels become one.
Blue bloods cast down spells. Brothers and sisters, I could break it down a little further for you, but I don't know if you really want to go down that road. In fact, I know you don't. This is one of the most difficult. The next three series are the most difficult series that I must reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. So I'm really, really praying for you, because I don't even know if I should share this information. My good brother, good friend of mine, Brother Artis, you know, posted that book, The Forbidden Religion. I don't know why he did that, but, you know, that little group that Brother Roman has on Facebook. Brothers and sisters, I've been saying this for years. It's very, very important. If you receive information before your time, it creates deformation. It creates more damage than good. It's very dangerous when you take in information before your time. It creates, it stunts your growth. It doesn't advance it. It creates a deformation in your spirit instead of an information or a transformation. So since the brother, again, I read that book 20 years ago. I haven't talked about it in 20 years. So when you read something and you post it on Facebook in a group chat, be very careful. Or you post it on anywhere. Or you share it with anyone. You must be very careful what you share with people, brothers and sisters, because that information is blue blood that casts spells. The fallen is a combination of serpents and angels. The destiny of men is forged in flesh and blood. They are fallen stars, fallen angels, and they walk along among us. They're called OPs. Now, let me share another clip with you as we bring today's show to a close. This one is a little longer, a little bit probably more dangerous than the first clip. But the reason I need to share this information with you, brothers and sisters, because, again, I'm laying the foundation because we won't have time tonight, because we're going to hit the ground running when we're talking about the series that we're talking about, the book of Revelations, because the book of Revelation means the unveiling. So tonight I'm going to unveil, reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify stuff that I've been carrying around for 20 years in my back pocket, because it is forbidden knowledge. It's the reason why it's forbidden, because everything that the fallen angel shared with us does not advance us. The ancient gods from the stars brought strange and mysterious informing to bring about death. It's called black metal. I was watching the Avengers, and that last one, the last one that they made, that guy that they was fighting said that he wanted a world that was created from metal. Very, very important, brothers and sisters, because the devil is telling you, but we're not listening. And so we have to listen, because all these secret societies, they know this information. You may ask yourself, how do I know this information? You should be asking yourself that. If you don't, you should. There's a reason why I'm here, and the reason why you're on this call today, and there's a reason why me and you are friends. Now, this next I'm about to read, I'll let you guys listen to, is very important. Please listen very, very closely to what they're saying. Very important.
Blood on the Altar, this book, The Secret History of the World's Most Dangerous Secret Society, talks about Anton LaVey.
Again, the title of the book, Blood on the Altar. I wouldn't advise you to read it, but hey, you want to read it? Knock yourself out. Title of the book, Blood on the Altar.
Aleister Crowley. The evilarchy that is trying to take away our freedoms and establish a Luciferian New World Order. John Whitesides Parsons was the architect of the Pentagon, which is the interior of the Pentagon. You know,
John Whitesides Parsons. You might want to write that name down.
We talk about this, and nobody describes it, and nobody puts all of these dots together.
It's possible that some members of Skull and Bones may also be a member of the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, which is this black lodge, a specialized Freemasonic lodge started in Germany. This is pretty much the authoritative book on the subject by Craig Heimbichner, Blood on the Altar, The Secret History of the World's Most Dangerous Secret Society.
Well, isn't the Pentagon the interior of the pentagram, the satanic star? And John Whitesides Parsons was the designer of the Pentagon, which
right.
is the interior of the pentagram.
That's exactly right. Yeah. John Whitesides Parsons was a member of the OTO. He was the head of the lodge of the OTO that was opened in Pasadena, California. and he was associated with Aerojet and also the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Jordan Maxwell pointed out that the Pentagon is the inside of a pentagram, and that the way the building is configured and the way it's oriented geographically is to draw, it's like an occult talisman that will draw down power from the North Star Thuban, the god of war. So it will empower the Pentagon to carry out the policy of war. You know, in the old days, they used to call it the Department of War. Now it's called the Department of Defense.
The Skull and Bones has in its membership a fellow named Stimson. He was the Secretary of War during World War One, which was created. We have Stimson, Secretary of War, during the creation of World War II.
So hopefully you guys caught that. I was going to play the entire clip, but we're just about out of time. Henry L. Stimson, S-T-I-M-S-O-N, is the guy that they were just talking about. Hopefully you guys caught the OTO mission and the reason why the Department of Defense name was changed to the from the Department of War. The Pentagon is a pentagram that pulls down demonic entities to empower the military to wage war. Now, in the military, I was in the Marine Corps. In the Marines, we were called devil dogs. I don't know if you know anything about the Marine Corps training. I've revealed that on many different shows. As I got out of the military and I found out that there was something severely wrong with me, and I went to the University of Texas Health Science Center, where I was diagnosed with some severe mental issues that made me a very good killer. See, most Marines are not really fit for anything except killing. So I need you to understand, brothers and sisters, the Pentagon is a talisman. If you don't believe me, go to Google and type in Pentagon. Look at the images of the Pentagon. It is a pentagram. And if you don't know what a pentagram is, we've broke that down on many, many different shows. That is the esoteric knowledge of the kingdom of God. Because the esoteric knowledge of the kingdom of God is also revealing the esoteric knowledge of the anti-God. It is when you understand the esoteric knowledge of God, you also understand the esoteric knowledge of the devil or the anti-God. The devil is really not even, that's just a watered-down version of the celestial forces that it talked about in that previous clip. These celestial forces are combinations of serpents and angels, seraphims and cherubims, that now they are producing an entire new race of beings. That is the destiny of the fallen or the fallen stars. You ever watch this movie, The Transformers? Who are the Autobots and the Decepticons? Optimus Prime represents the autoimmune system. The Decepticons represents the virus. There's a war going on, brothers and sisters, and it's been played out right in front of us. But we don't understand the esoteric knowledge or the esoteric meaning of what we are seeing. Thus, the reason for tonight's show. Again, brothers and sisters, kick off tonight at 8 p.m., part one of the unveiling, where I'm going to unveil, I'm going to reveal, and I'm going to uncover. Reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the book of Revelations and where we're going in 2016. This is the year of the nine, 2016. This may be the year of the last president. And you, hopefully, you probably read it somewhere before, but if the powers that be implement certain things where Obama becomes or attains a third presidency, strap in. Just pay attention to the landscape, the political landscape. Why is Donald Trump being promoted? He ain't got a snowball's chance. But if for some reason or another, why did a Supreme Court justice just pass away? The president has term limits. Unless a new Supreme Court justice is appointed and they change the law that allow a sitting president of the United States government to stay more than two terms, I predicted that 5 years ago. Now, I'm no prophet. I'm just looking at the landscape. But all I know, if for some strange reason Obama does not exit the United States presidency at the end of his term, strap in. My brothers and my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher. Join me tonight again at 8 p.m. Central Time for the beginning of the unveiling, the Book of Revelations. My brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
I mean, every historian, every politico in the world knows that the Second World War was brought about by this attack, and the President of the United States knew about it.
It's amazing how this story has been buried for, what is it now, 66 years?
66 years.